AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is suggesting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is holding up talks aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it. Russia, I guess, would rather have the whole country when you think of it. But Russia is, I believe, fine with it.
Zelensky will be meeting with the leaders of the United Kingdom, France, and Germany in London today. Trump is angry that Representative Henry Cuellar is running again as a Democrat rather than switch parties after the president pardoned the Texas congressman and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. Trump blasted Cuellar on social media for, quote, such a lack of loyalty. Cuellar spoke on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures after Trump's social media post and said he was a conservative Democrat willing to work with the administration, quote, to see where we can find common ground. In other news, tensions are igniting again between Thailand and Cambodia.
Thailand has launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia as both sides accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire that halted fighting earlier this year. The Thai army says more than 50,000 people have left areas near the border for shelters, while Cambodia's information minister says residents of several villages near the border have been evacuated. The latest round of clashes have killed at least one Thai soldier and four Cambodian civilians. Officials say long-standing border disputes erupted into 5 days of combat in July that killed dozens of soldiers and civilians. President Donald Trump pushed the Southeast Asian neighbors to sign a truce agreement in October, but tensions have continued to simmer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. An unexpected unbeaten team and a major program snubbed headline this year's college football playoff field. Correspondent Gavin Coolball has more.
Indiana is number one, Alabama and Miami are in, and Notre Dame is out in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. The undefeated Hoosiers vaulted to the top spot after their win in the Big Ten title game against Ohio State, which fell one spot after its 13-10 loss. Indiana QB Fernando Mendoza tossed the winning touchdown in the third quarter Saturday.
Whenever we're in any adversity, we're always there, stick by each other, not finger pointing. I think that's what elevates us to our competition and exceeds expectations.
SEC champ Georgia was third and Big 12 titleist Texas Tech fourth. Number 9 Alabama and number 10 Miami made the field by leapfrogging Notre Dame, which lost to the Hurricanes during opening week. Notre Dame says it will not participate in a bowl game this season. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.